Now, as we're sitting in this comfy studio, thousands of pieces of space junk are in orbit around the Earth. The Naked Scientists caught up with artists Kath Lakuta and Nick Ryan earlier in the year, who have attempted to give a voice to these pieces of junk with videos, social media, and even music.
Guys, I gotta tell you, I think my spatch has escaped.
I was researching another project and I came across this story of an astronaut, Piers Sellers, dropping his spatula in space in 2006. And it became a bit of space junk and was careening around the Earth at 17,500 miles per hour. And I found this image just really provocative, very mundane kitchen instrument hurtling around the Earth. And that image made me think, wow, what is this space debris? And so I read up a little bit more and discovered in 1965 that another astronaut had dropped his glove in space. And that too for me was just a very, very strong image, quite a sad image, you know, a glove just like orbiting around the Earth on its own. And I guess that's what initially made me interested and curious about what was this world of space debris that I knew nothing about. And pretty quickly after that, I discovered that it represented this very significant crisis and that there was actually 100 million bits of junk circling our Earth. When I first started discussing this hidden world with Nick Ryan, who's a sound artist, Nick was instantly fascinated with how this space junk was silent, in how could he give voice to this junk. And so he developed an instrument, an electromechanical instrument, that's about 1.5 meters long, it's made of aluminium, and it turns, and into this long aluminium cylinder are 1,000 grooves of sound. And every time a bit of space junk flies above where the instrument is, a little stylus hooks into one of those grooves and plays a sound. The different sounds, depending on the size of the junk, that will determine the kind of tone that you're hearing. So a very small bit of junk has a very high pitch. And some of the really enormous bits of junk. There's a piece of space junk called Envisat that's the size of a London bus. And if a very big bit of junk passes overhead, then you hear a very kind of deep tone. Its potential of all this space junk is so incredibly destructive. And yet some of it is extraordinarily beautiful. And some of it has the, you know, the most wonderful stories behind them. A lot of the junk that's up there, early satellites that were part of the very, very beginning of the space race in the early 50s. It's like there's a floating museum of our past space exploration traveling above us. But at the same time, these beautiful items in many ways are now threatening to also destroy us.
You heard from Kath Lakuta there. But Izzy, as our resident physicist, why is space junk so dangerous?
Well, for one thing, it could potentially cause a collision with a satellite, for example. And there's lots of work going into retrieving things in space so as not to make more space debris. And you can find out more about this by taking a listen to the full episode called A Crash Course in Space Junk, which is on our website, thenakedscientist.com, or just find it on your favourite podcast app.